during a football career or military career? Come look at your history, your family.
Right, both in the military. Both are going to have their pros. Playing NFL would obviously be living through the kid's dream. But there's obviously my ties that I have with my brothers back on the football team back at West Point that, you know, I'm sort of leaving them as they go out and serve in the military right now. But they all know that this would be great for the Army if two Army cadets could make it as a football player. Right.
You're from Dallas.
Yes, sir. Really, I just took an official visit. No, not at all, actually. My whole family's actually in the Navy, and I decided to go Army. Coach Ross just recruited me up there, and West Point, it's hard to turn down once you go up there. It's a 4-year scholarship versus a 1-year renewable scholarship. So knowing that, you know, football may not work out for me at college, you know, that's something I wouldn't have to worry about politics of. You may lose your scholarship, you know, if you don't have success on the field. The academics at West Point can't be touched. I'll be set up for success no matter what I do in the private sector. I'll have a job right out of college, with or without the NFL even, as an officer in the Army. And I'll have 5 years of on-the-job experience once I get into the private sector if I decide to get out of the Army right away.
What other schools are you talking to?
TCU in Houston.
Is there a particular military discipline that you would...
Right.
Our
branch is based off of class rank. I was towards the bottom of my class, even though I still haven't failed the class or anything. But I'm going to be an air defense artilleryman. I'll be out at Fort Bliss in El Paso if I go to the Army. It's hard to look at it from the outside in, I understand, from a lot of people's perspective. But really, you know, I view it as more as an exciting time, you know, doing a lot of things people haven't ever been able to do. Travel overseas, sure, Iraq and Afghanistan are in those as well. But there's a lot of places, go see the world type atmosphere. But so I'm looking forward to it, meeting a lot of new people. And the friendships you build in the Army, you know, at the academy, they can't be beat.
Football is such a year-round thing now.
Right.
How do you balance your obligation to your team and to your country?
No, the way it works out is there's a new service option where we can go be and we'll be a part of the NFL rosters and we'll be playing for the team. And then in the off season, we'll just be a recruiter in that town we're playing for.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So they've really helped to work in our favor so that we could play NFL football.
Why did you go with the whole family in the Navy? Why did you go Army? Were they pushed to go to the Navy?
No, not at all, actually. My dad left that decision completely up to me, never pushed me towards any school, and actually I just didn't even get recruited by Navy. Army was the only service academy that recruited me. And you go, if you've ever been up there, it's a great place to visit, great tradition, Heisman Trophy winners, national championships, and it's a, you know, just the academic standpoint and then the network that we'll have afterwards, it's something you can't turn down. It is, it's a beautiful place.
How about Caleb Campbell? He's kind of just taking the same
right, exactly. He's been calling me every day wondering, you know, what it's like for me up here right now, trying to get the inside scoop on things. But he'll be here Saturday. I know he's got a good shot, good size, and athleticism. So both of us are really trying to pave the way for future players.
What about just your performances on the field? How did it go for you?
I really felt like I had a good, successful senior year. Helped the team out with the net punting average. I did all three of my senior year, punts, kickoffs, and field goals. So I really felt like, you know, as a team, we did well on special teams. So I was very happy. Well, I wouldn't really say there's any type of relaxed atmosphere at any of the academies. It's pretty intense. But the one thing that helps us do here is when it comes down to the interview process, when teams look at off the field issues, character issues, they understand that, you know, we're going to be good team players, yes or no sir type guys, and that we're going to have all the intangibles that the NFL teams are going
to
want.
I was just saying the new rules, you know, allowing you just to do reserve work in the offseason.
Right.
You know, from how those springs.
Okay. I think it's going
to
be great for us because, it's going to provide us every opportunity to train, be with the program, train in the off season and in the summer, because they didn't give us, you know, hey, you're going to go to an actual unit in the off season. It's more of a relaxed, laid back type environment as a recruiter and in the reserves.
But will you eventually have to do active duty, though, eventually?
If I make it, our Army commitment is for 5 years. If I make it as a 5-year player, then I won't owe anything. But as much as I know, if I make it for, say, 3 years and then get cut, then I'll owe 2 years back to the Army.
Life of a kicker sometimes is itinerant as a
right.
Brat, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, just when Steve Russ from the Air Force made the Broncos, he had to, for the first 2 years out of college, he had to basically use his 30-day leave of absence for training.
Right.
I couldn't play at all, and they kind of stuck with him. So that was, I mean, it seems like such a much easier road this way.
Oh, it definitely is, because beforehand, you know, past years, it's just been a case-by-case basis. And usually when it gets up to the Secretary of Defense level, it would usually get disapproved. Now they understand that, you know, one or two Army football players in the National Football League, that can bring in 50, 100 more guys. You look at David Robinson and everything he was able to do for the Navy and his recruiting, same philosophy. Right.
So they're not exactly doing this for athletes.
It's going to be all athletes that can go pro. I know there's several guys that are playing minor league baseball right now, working through the baseball system. But as far as I know, it's going to be for all big athletes.
Did that the availability of that program, did that help swing you towards going to the academy?
No, this program actually wasn't in place when I signed to West Point. Bobby Ross was my head coach the first 3 years, and he's the one that really got the ball rolling with all this. Yes, sir. So it just came into effect just recently.
So you said you did field goals, you didn't kick extra points, you had somebody else who did that?
I started as the punter for the past 3 seasons. I did kickoffs this past year, and I also took over field goals. They didn't delegate me the extra point duties because I feel like next year they didn't want to come in and have nobody with any game time experience at a kicking job. So they let the junior, who's going to be the incumbent senior now, handle the extra points so that way they could have somebody with some game experience. I did okay. I wish I could have done a little bit better, but it was
punting and kickoffs.
Punting kickoffs are my specialty, and I feel like I can come in and compete at the NFL job at a punting, kickoff, and holding level.
Yeah, I mean, more you can do.
And I can back up as a field goal kicker, and I hope that my diversity on the field will help market my abilities and boost my potential.
On kickoffs, how were you? What was your pushback?
You know, kicking off from the NFL level these days, the numbers aren't, you know, as high, but I really feel like I can kick off to that NFL level. Get the good hang time, and I feel like I can get, you know, come tomorrow when we're going to be out there kicking and punting, I feel like I can get just what the NFL scouts are looking for.
How important is that workout going to be for you?
Oh, it's going to be huge. Really, it's going to be able to boost my potential amongst the team, so they can realize, hey, this guy can do it under pressure. He can do it in front of all the teams and with the competition right here next to him. So I feel like this will really help boost my chances to get to a team that's going to be more apt to sign or draft a punter or kicker coming up.
Were you surprised at all to get the invite, or is this something you've been expecting?
It was definitely a surprise, I would say. You know, it's every college football player's dream to get invited to the NFL Combine. And I got my invitation Christmas Eve, and I thought it was the best Christmas present I got all year. So.
And we're from Denver, and you know, they had a little instability at punter
last
year. And do you find yourself looking around the league at situations where, oh, you know, this team's gone through three punters, they may be looking for a guy, and figuring you might end up in a place like that?
Absolutely. I make sure that I do the background work while I'm still at school, see what teams are really going to be active in their search for a punter, and make sure I get some FaceTime talking with their coaches and their scouts. And Denver was one of those. They had some instability with their punting situation at the end of the year. So I make sure that I know my facts, just like I'm sure the scouts and coaches make sure they know their facts about me.
And lastly, if you got picked or signed by them and kicking at 5,208 feet, what do you think that would do?
It'd be great. We played at Air Force this past season, and I actually set the highest punting average for the season this year in NCAA. So it would really be a great opportunity to go play up there in Denver in the altitude. It's always nice when your balls travel a little bit farther.